Well, David Spears is in our Melbourne studios this morning. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish.
This is a difficult policy area for the government, but it's also difficult for Labor. As we just heard there, they're going to make a big commitment to net zero by 2050 today. But then that raises a whole series of subsequent questions, which on the face of it, they don't have answers to.
Yeah, I mean, you can see why Labor's gone down this path. There's a lot of gathering momentum around this 2050 net zero idea internationally. Boris Johnson's leading the charge, of course, in the UK and hosting that Glasgow summit in November. You've got the business community here, both the Business Council, but also individual companies like BHP and Telstra, Wesfarmers, etc., all adopting this target. So you can see why Labor is tempted to do this, but it's not without risk. You know, we don't know the costs involved in detail yet, and you can tell this is exactly where the government's going to go. I think for Scott Morrison, though, as you indicate, there's a great deal of difficulty here too. He's looking increasingly cornered on this. The one group that is pretty vehemently opposed to this 2050 target idea is, of course, the National Party. And it is notable the Prime Minister this week's hardened his language and referred specifically to rural and regional jobs being put at risk by going down the path of this net zero by 2050 idea.
Why is it so difficult for the government to come up with a strategy, a plan for how to reconfigure those regional community economies so that this isn't the problem that it currently presents as?
This is a very good question, and you know, plenty are trying to map out what that plan would look like, Ross Garnaut amongst them. And yes, there are potential huge benefits for regional areas in, you know, this energy transformation. But in Queensland, there is the great fear that so many jobs are tied up, not just in mining, but in manufacturing, that at the moment is so reliant on that coal-fired power that, you know, there would be job losses along the way as this transition takes place. And that is what is driving the short-term political considerations.
Question about the Royal Commission into the bushfires. The language did shift a bit between the draft and the final terms of reference. There seems to be more talk of the impacts of global climate change, but it's unclear, at least on my reading of it, whether that's actually for consideration as part of the Royal Commission. What's your take?
It won't look at Australia's emissions target that we've just been talking about. So it's not going to delve into whether Australia needs to do more in reducing emissions. And look, I think there is an argument that if it were to do that and, you know, look at what would be more responsible globally and so on, this would take a hell of a lot longer than the six-month, very tight timeframe set down for this Royal Commission. What it will look at is the impact of climate change, the fact that it is making our summers hotter and drier and so on, that we do need to be better prepared, more resilient, adapt more to the impacts that are coming. I think there's also going to be a really interesting question here about the how it looks at the interaction between state and federal governments during this bushfire crisis. We've got a couple of states in particular who are yet to say they're going to cooperate, Victoria and Queensland, two Labor states. And if they don't, well, Anne Toomey, the constitutional expert, is raising the point today that there is some uncertainty as to whether this Royal Commission can compel witnesses from those state jurisdictions. If they don't appear, what's the point of this whole Royal Commission exercise? But, you know, the whole point of this, I think, is really about giving some justification and roadmap here as to the new Commonwealth powers that the Prime Minister's after. He wants national emergency call-out powers to deploy defence assets, but how that would work is something I think this inquiry needs to explain.
David Spears, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Insiders is on ABC TV at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday.